Señor Presidente.
Mr. Chairman, allow me, first of all, to congratulate you on your election and wish you every success in leading our work. My delegation also wishes to welcome the State of Palestine as a new state party to this convention and its 180th member. The Biological and Toxin Weapons Convention provides the global legal framework to prevent the production, possession, and use of these weapons and provides an area for multilateral dialogue to discuss the threats that these weapons of mass destruction represent for world peace and security, as also for public health and the environment. For this reason, Costa Rica welcomes the development of the intersessional process of working groups according to the decision of the meeting of the states parties in 2017. This process made it possible to outline relevant elements for the substantive progress to be made in our work and provides the focus that we could and should maintain throughout this week, always with a constructive spirit and cordial interaction where transparency and mutual respect are highlighted, and where the values that distinguish multilateralism are seen. Recently, the world mourned the passing of the former Secretary General of the United Nations, Mr. Kofi Annan, who fought and indeed achieved a strengthening of the multilateral approach. From the Millennium Summit, with the adoption of the Millennium Development Goals, to the establishment of the Responsibility to Protect and the creation of the International Criminal Court, we have examples reflecting his conviction that only thanks to multilateralism and the United Nations will be able to respond to the new collective challenges of a globalized world. His major contribution was effective multilateralism, and that should inspire our work. Mr. Chairman, we should be aware of the urgent need to establish a robust work program jointly during the next review conference, since this clearly is the aspiration and expressed desire of a broad majority of member states. This program should make it possible to have a more focused approach to our work and to consider, amongst other things, key aspects such as research development, scientific and technical applications, various aspects of cooperation, capacity building, and mechanisms for preparedness and responses to outbreaks of diseases and similar events inter alia. The threat of biological and toxin weapons is a reality. This needs dedicated work, substantive discussions, and responsible political decisions, which lie within the purview of the states' parties to this convention. In the global political context, this meeting of states' parties should aspire to making considerable progress and taking steps forward that are agreed upon, providing greater confidence to states concerning the culture of compliance and verification, and strengthening the architecture for disarmament and non-proliferation, contributing fully to the achievement of the Agenda 2030 goals, with particular emphasis on sustainable development goals concerning alliances, global health, and peace. Costa Rica reiterates its commitment to this end, and the will of my delegation to cooperate and make a constructive contribution. We cannot complete our statement without making an urgent appeal to those states that are behind in their assessed contribution payments so that they can pay these debts in full as early as possible. Thank you.